Thanks for joining us online today. We are really glad you're here.
Core Church is a place of hope, healing, peace, and purpose. And if you don't have a church home, we'd love for you to join us Sundays at 10 a.m.
And if we can help you in any way through prayer or support, we want to encourage you to use the links that are in the description. Thanks for joining us, and we pray this message both encourages and inspires you.
Well, good morning, Core Church. It is so good to see you all here this morning. I want to invite you back to your seats. I am excited to be speaking. This is week two of our series called At the Feet of Jesus. Last week, Pastor Brad kicked us off by talking about what it looks like for us to not just make Jesus Savior. You guys can take a seat. Not just make Jesus Savior, but to make Jesus Lord of our life. And last week, Pastor Brad said this: to make Jesus and Savior and Lord is about living a life in full obedience to God and pursuing a life of holiness. If you missed last week, I encourage you to check out the podcast. I think it'll be really, really helpful to you. Did I introduce myself? I don't think I did. My name is Eric, for those of you who are new here. Okay. And I'm one of the pastors here. Glad that you're here this morning. Like I said, we're in a series called At the Feet of Jesus. We're talking about our core practice of Sunday worship. And something I want us to say together is this: we gather with the people of God to experience the power and presence of God. Let's say that again. We gather with the people of God to experience the power and presence of God. And maybe you're wondering, like, why do we do this? Why do we gather each and every week for Sunday worship? It's this: to experience the power and the presence of God. This is why you prioritize this. This is why this matters. I want to just encourage you that right now, in this moment, nothing else matters. So just kind of shut off the world for a moment and allow God's Spirit to renew and to refresh you. You got your Bibles, go to the Gospel of Luke. This is the third gospel out of four in the New Testament. What gospels are is they are written accounts of the life and ministry of Jesus. We're gonna be in chapter 10. If you don't have a Bible, download YouVersion. That's a Bible app that you can find in your app store and whatever sort of digital device that you have. Encourage you to download that. We have a reading plan that we go through each and every week that connects and follows the message. We also have free Bibles in the lobby. You can grab those. Those are just for you to take and for you to keep. Luke 10. This particular gospel was written by Luke, who was a Gentile. He was a physician. He wasn't one of the original 12 disciples, but he followed Paul on some of his missionary journeys. Paul is the one that wrote letters to the early church that we know today as the New Testament. And so being able to accompany Paul on his journeys, he wrote down some things. And I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. So if you're following along on a digital device, it's the NLT version. Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through 42. If you all will stand, if you're able, for the reading of God's word. It says this: as Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Her sister, Mary, sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, "Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me." But the Lord said to her, "My dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken from her." Today we're going to talk about what it looks like for us to sit at the feet of Jesus. Let's pray. God, thank you for today. Thank you for this opportunity that we have to be here, to open your word together. What a blessing that is. Core Church, take just a moment and pray for the person next to you on your left and your right. Pray that their heart will just be open to just hearing from the word this morning. Now take a moment to pray for the person ahead of you, person behind you, that their heart would be open to receive this morning. And now pray for yourself. It's real easy to be distracted and think about things that are happening after this and what we've got going on, but just pray for yourself that your mind and spirit would be at rest to hear from the Lord. God, we thank you for these moments, for this chance to be together. Ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You can take a seat. Well, here at Core Church, and this might be some new news to some of you that are not familiar with what we do each and every week, but at the end of every service, we have a time for prayer and confession. And before we kind of dive into what we're talking about this morning, I have got to come to you with clean hands and just let you know that I have a confession to make. I can't wait till the end of the service. I have to confess to you now. I have never seen a full episode of Friends. Okay. This is supposed to be a safe place, right? I've never seen a full episode of Parks and Rec. And I might, thank you, buddy. And I don't know, I might lose some friendships over this one, but I have never seen a full episode of The Office. Seinfeld, I've seen Seinfeld. And here's what happens in social settings, just to kind of bring you a little bit into my world. When people start quoting lines from these shows, everybody's laughing, and I'm just like, because I've got no idea what they're talking about. And as it goes on and on, I begin to make this confession as I have to you now. And I just kind of say, I haven't seen that. And I am immediately overwhelmed with pressure that I haven't seen those shows. Like even as I say it to my friends and my family, I just feel overwhelmed with guilt and pressure that I haven't seen those shows because they're so loved, they're so revered. And then come the looks of judgment. Our body language says a lot. Our facial expressions say a lot. Their looks of judgment, of disbelief, of shock, of disappointment. Like just standing there in that moment, so disappointed in me, and then come the verbal responses. And some of you might be familiar with some of these because you've heard them said to you, or maybe you've said them to somebody else. You gotta watch these shows. Eric, you're missing out, man. And this one, wow. I'm actually kind of amazed at just the lack of connection and being that far behind. What does it feel like to be so disconnected? Tell me about that. Eric, I cannot believe you haven't seen these shows. These shows are over a decade old. One of them's almost 30. You're telling me that in 30 years you haven't watched one episode of one of these shows? You've seen Ted Lasso and Severance though, right? Right? I don't even know what streaming apps those shows are on. And the kicker, Eric, you gotta keep up. That is so much pressure. So much pressure to try to keep up, especially with just those three shows. If you were to keep up with just those three shows, you'd be watching for 10 and a half days straight. That is so much pressure to try to keep up with. And to those people, I say, have you seen every episode that they've made, every video that they've made from Dude Perfect? Because I have. Did you see the video with the trick shot they did on the ocean liner? No? Well. Now who's behind? Now who's got to keep up? Now who's feeling overwhelmed with pressure? You see how this escalates? Like, whew, you just get out of control. And now listen, for you, maybe it's not a show. Maybe you could care less. But the pressure to try to keep up is real. So maybe it's not a show for you. Maybe it's pickleball. Everybody is playing pickleball. So then there's this pressure of, well, I got to play pickleball. And maybe it's not a sport. Maybe it's not something to watch. Maybe it's an experience. Maybe it's when somebody's talking about a new restaurant or a new coffee shop, the pressure that you feel. Maybe, have you heard about Swig? Swig is the new soda shop that everybody's going to. Well, I got to go to Swig now. I don't care for soda. But if everybody's going, if everybody's talking about it, I got to go. Maybe it's TikTok. There is a new TikTok dance trend. Have you seen this? It's a new Taylor Swift thing. So now you got to play pickleball. I'm not going to show you. No. We're not going to do that. No. There's that pressure though, right? So now I've got to play pickleball. I've got to go to Swig. I've got to do a TikTok dance. I've got to watch The Office. I've got to make sourdough bread. Like, it's just so, it's so overwhelming, people. So much pressure to try to keep up. Why do we try so hard? Why do we try so hard to keep up with the pace of the world and pace of culture? Why are we choosing to try to keep up with the world's pace? Because the truth is, every single one of us has a choice. It is a choice that we make to try to keep up. And I think that we can make that choice at times because we don't want to be on the outside of something. When somebody's talking about something, we want to know about it. We don't like to be left on the outside of something, but I promise you the pressure piles up and it leaves us feeling anxious and it leaves us feeling overwhelmed. I was just talking to a friend of mine this morning, and he said, man, I just found myself stressed out about trying not to be stressed out. That's the pressure. And what's crazy about all of this is that it is a normal part of our culture. It's just considered normal to experience this and to just walk around overwhelmed in our day-to-day life. It's just ingrained in who we are. Now, here is what I am not saying. I am not saying that watching shows and playing pickleball and doing TikTok dances is bad. I'm not saying that. I enjoy playing pickleball. I played with my family last week. I do enjoy the occasional TikTok dance every now and then. And I love, okay. That'll be during the confession time. And repentance, because I can't dance, come on. I love to do it. I can't dance, but I do love to do it. I'm not saying that those things are bad, because I enjoy those things, and I love sourdough bread. Okay, not bad things. What I'm saying is, there are lots of things grabbing for our attention, grabbing for our focus, and the pressure that we feel to try to keep up with culture, it's insane. There's no other word for it. It's insane. And as a species, it is crippling us and causing us to be more anxious and overwhelmed than at any other point in human history. That should cause us to pause. That should cause our attention to be dialed into there being a problem. And it's causing us to miss out on some of the most important things in life. Things like relationships, walks around our neighborhood, time around the table with our family and friends. But more importantly, I think it's causing us to miss out on our relationship with Christ. Because the truth is followers of Jesus, We know that our relationship with Christ is the most important thing. We know that. But these things, this pressure and the pressure to try to keep up is keeping us from the most important thing. So how do we push back? Like, if this is a normal part of our culture, what is the counter-cultural approach to this? How can we find ourselves free of the pressure? Because I think every one of us would agree that we want to be free of that pressure. We don't want to walk around overwhelmed and overloaded with pressure. So how can we be free of that? The story in the scripture shows us. Let's look back at the scriptures. Look at verse 38 to the first part of verse 40. It says this, as Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed them into her home. Her sister, Mary, sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. I know sometimes in this story that might be familiar to some of you, Martha can get a really bad rap. But what she was doing would have been what was culturally normal for her to do. There are people coming into her home, and she wants to create a welcoming, hospitable environment. And so she's figuring out what everybody can eat. This would have been the normal thing for her to do. And we'll see this later on in the words of Jesus, but she becomes overwhelmed by all of the details. She becomes distracted by all of the details. She tries to keep up. That sound familiar? Whereas Mary, the choice that she makes is to literally sit at the feet of Jesus and listen while he teaches. And this would have been the countercultural norm for Mary to make that choice. It's countercultural. She would have been doing what Martha was doing, but she chose to sit at the feet of Jesus. And here's what I want you to hang on to, and here's what I want you to write down. Choose God's presence over the world's pace. Choose God's presence over the world's pace. Here is what we have got to remember. The world will never stop. The world goes and goes and goes, and so much of our world and so much of technology and so much of just things in our world and in our culture are designed to grab at your attention and to lock in your attention. And maybe you've noticed this when you've downloaded an app. When you download an app, a thing pops up and it asks you a question. Will you allow or not allow this app to send you notifications? Notifications may include, but are not limited to, blah, 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 like just all these things. And it's like, well, I mean, I don't want to miss out. I want to be informed. I want to be in the know. I want to keep up, right? And it's not just apps. The world does this. And this is the notification we get from the world. The world would like to send you notifications. And it is constant. There's always something, always. And what we've got to remember with the world is that we have a choice. Are we going to choose the world's pace? Sometimes we do. But now we know what comes with that. What comes with that is pressure. Or are we going to choose God's presence? We all have a choice. Today, you made a choice to be here. And because you chose to be here, there's some things that you could have done during this time, but you're not doing them. And because you're here and not doing those things, maybe some of those things are going to be left undone. And maybe there are even things that need to get done. But today, you made the choice to be here because you know the difference that it makes to sit at the feet of Jesus. Because that's what we're doing in this environment. That's what we're doing right now. This isn't just another social environment for your week. This isn't just something to do to say that it was done. What we are doing in this environment as we gather as the body of Christ to worship, to open his word, what we are doing is we are sitting at the feet of Jesus. That's the choice that you made today. Turn to somebody next to you and encourage them. You made a good choice. Turn to somebody else and tell them, I made a good choice. Made a good choice. And this isn't just an every now and then choice that we make. We need to make the choice every week to be here for Sunday worship. I need to make that choice. I need to make that choice every week to be here for Sunday worship. And some of you, you might push back and you might say, well, easy for you to say, Pastor Eric. You kind of got to be here. So let me pull back the curtain just a little bit. I can be here, but be distracted. I can be here and be overwhelmed by all the details. When we look back at the story, where were Martha and Mary? They were in the same home with Jesus. But Martha was distracted. Just last week, I was doing what Paula did this morning. I stood here. And I gave the pre-service welcome, let everybody know that they're welcome here, what to expect in the order of our service. And then I stepped up to this stage. And as I stepped up here, immediately my mind begins to race. And I'm thinking, did I say everything that needed to be said? Did they notice the coffee stain on my shirt? We're introducing a new song this morning. What do I say before that? Is everybody geared up? Do we have the click tracks? Oh my gosh, my in-ears aren't working. Yes, they are. I'm just kind of psyching myself out of it. Oh my gosh, overwhelmed by the details, right? And I'm here. I made the decision to be here. And then the prayers and the scriptures begin to come on the screen. And I kind of look out and I see all of you. And here's why it's so important that you're here each and every week, because your presence matters too. When I looked out here, as those prayers and scriptures were rolling, sorry to point you out, I should have asked you this beforehand, but Evan, I saw you. And as the prayers and scriptures were rolling, I don't know if you noticed this, but it captivated my attention. The prayers and scriptures were rolling and you just kind of closed your eyes. You tilted your head back. I saw you take a deep breath. And I was like, oh my gosh. I almost missed it. That's what your presence, that's the difference that your presence makes here in this place. When you gather weekly for Sunday worship, when you choose to sit at the feet of Jesus, yes, it impacts you, but it impacts other people. When I saw Evan lock into what the Holy Spirit wanted to do in that moment, it caused me to stop, to pause, to breathe, and then to do what I just got done saying. Allow your heart to be prepared for worship. And then I'm overwhelmed with all these details. And then thank God I looked out. And the Holy Spirit popped me on the head and was like, Eric, come on, are you going to do this or not? You just encouraged a room full of people to pause, to sit at the feet of Jesus, and you're worried about all these details. So we pause. And we allow our hearts to be prepared for worship. I hope you know that we don't just choose things at random to include in our time here. We don't just kind of look at the time that we have that we're together and think, this would work, I guess. We intentionally carve out space during this time. That's why we begin slowly. That's why we begin with prayer and with scripture reading. That's why we end our time slowly with prayer, with communion. We get to come to the table. We get to receive together. And that's why we leave in that mindset, because we need to carry that with us throughout our week, because the pressure is overwhelming. But when we remember this environment, it calls our mind and our spirit back to what we experience here. And what we experience here, and write this down, it's one word, rest. When we choose God's presence over the world's pace, we experience rest. Don't allow yourself to just be overwhelmed by the details. Choose God's presence over the world's pace. When you do, you'll experience rest. Let's look back at the scripture. That second part of verse 40 to 42, it says, she, Martha, came to Jesus and said, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Any older siblings in the house here? Yeah, okay. We kind of get this. Tell her, Mary, to come and help me. But the Lord said to her, my dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her. Oh, Martha missed it. Like I said earlier, Martha and Mary, they were in the same house with Jesus. But Martha was over here when what she needed was over here. Freedom was just in the other room. So if I can encourage you, do not choose the pressure. Choose God's presence. We've got to remember that it's a choice that we have. I know sometimes it feels like it's not because there's just this expectation for us to perform at a certain level. But it is okay to let the world pass you by for a moment and experience just freedom from the rat race and the pressure to not try and keep up. Martha had things to do. I realize that. I've got things to do. We've all got things to do. But what I have found is that when I begin my week with what we're doing right now, when I choose to begin my week with gathering for Sunday worship, when it's the first thing that I choose and not an afterthought or a choice that I make when I get around to it, the things that I need to do, all of the details, they always get figured out. And the way that those get figured out is the Holy Spirit helps me figure out what's a priority and what's pressure. Because there are things that are a priority in our lives. I get that. But there's also a ton of things that we think we need to do, and all they are is pressure. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you discern what is a priority and what is pressure. The Holy Spirit will do that. That's how we push back. That's how we say no to the pressure. That's how we choose God's presence, by gathering in an environment like this and experiencing rest. And what we also experience when we choose God's presence, it's one word, I've said it several times now, it's freedom. When we choose God's presence, we experience freedom. That's what we experience in gatherings like this and in moments like this. And that's why we'll do whatever it takes to be here. We'll do whatever it takes to sit at the feet of Jesus. Just like Mary made the decision. I'm going to choose God's presence. I'm going to sit at the feet of Jesus. The world will never stop. It just doesn't. There is always something. It is barely fall, people. And Christmas decorations are everywhere. Have you seen this? I'm like, hang on now. Like, slow your roll. My Walmart just got rid of some of the back-to-school shelves. Like, I'm finally kind of over the fact that back-to-school is now in full swing. Maybe it's because it's still 90 degrees, for crying out loud. Like, weather, how about you figure this out? Like, the world will never stop. Constantly going and going and going. And so we can choose to try to keep up with that and find ourselves anxious and overwhelmed by the pressure, or we can choose God's presence and be flooded with freedom and rest. The songs that we sung about this morning talked about this. Freedom in the name of Jesus. Who else is worthy? Man, we'll sing a song about it, but are we making the choice to declare that in our everyday life? May we choose God's presence because freedom is in the room. What we're experiencing is the power and the presence of God with the people of God. Freedom is in this place. Chains break, dry bones wake. When I call on the name of Jesus, it's not just a song. It's the living word of God that we get to declare over one another. I don't know about you, but I need that reminder each and every week. Chains are gonna break. Dry bones will wake when you call on the name of Jesus. We all bring things in here from the week where we're overloaded and overwhelmed, and that's why we need those reminders. That's why we need to see somebody like I saw Evan leaning in and engaging and responding in worship and the time coming to the table and be able to look around and go, man, thank God I am not the only one trying to figure this out. Freedom is in this place. Who needs some freedom this morning? I know I do. Some of you, the last time that you felt free was walking into elementary on the last day of fifth grade without your backpack. I remember that feeling. I ruled the world that day. No backpack, no homework, no responsibilities. The day was just, it was mine to behold. What about feeling that kind of freedom every day? Man, I want that. Choose God's presence over the world's pace. That's how we experience that rest. That's how we experience that freedom. It's a choice that each one of us get to make. Choose God's presence. Pastor Brad says this every week. He says the world can wait. And every time he says it, I'm like, that's right. You can wait, world. You wait on me for a change. Oh, because the alternative when the world waits is so much better than when we try to keep up. Choose God's presence over the world's pace.
We hope this message today has encouraged and inspired you.
If you don't have a church home, we'd love for you to join us Sundays at 10 a.m.
And if we can support you or encourage you or help you in any way, please use any of the links that are in the description. Thanks again for joining us online. We pray you have a great week.